and welcome to the NJA podcast. My name is Kate Swanell, and I am the Journal's news and online editor. Today, the topic is stillbirths, specifically the influence of maternal migration and ethnic origin on prevalence rates. Dr. Mariam Mazzuni is a research fellow at the University of Western Australia, and she has co-authored research published in the NJA on the 8th of October. Mariam is my special guest on the pod today. Why did this research need doing? Was there a gap in the knowledge?
Yes. As you know, stillbirth is birth of a baby with no sign of life after 20 weeks of pregnancy. So we knew about general rate of a stillbirth in Australia, which is around 7 per 1,000 births. But what we didn't know and didn't have much information about was whether these deaths, so stillbirth, happen during labour or before labour commences. Those stillbirths that occur before commencement of labour are called antepartum stillbirths, and those that happen during giving birth process, intrapartum. So most of the literature, available literature, either from Australia or other countries, are focused on overall stillbirth.
Yes.
Without separating antepartum and intrapartum, or more about antepartum stillbirth. So we didn't have that much information because, the causes and risk factors for those stillbirths that occur before commencement of labour are different to those that occur during the process. So that was the first important factor that we aim to explore and see what is the prevalence rate of intrapartum stillbirth and antepartum stillbirth in Western Australia population of our research. And the second aim was, what are the ethnic backgrounds and the rates in different ethnic populations? Immigration is the major contributor to population growth in Australia. Our population is comprised of many ethnic backgrounds, and women born overseas are a major considerable population of those who give birth each year. So we did not know much about the relationship between stillbirth and country of birth or ethnic background.
Right.
Most of the available literature were comparison of Aboriginal with non-Aboriginal population. There were some studies about Asian women, so
yes,
South Asian women, region of birth, but we didn't know much about other population and ethnic backgrounds, and especially in Western Australia. Exploring that was our second aim. Also, the period of pregnancy that each population are at risk in that period, either preterm period or term and postterm pregnancy. These are three aims.
Tell us a little bit about the design.
In Western Australia, we have a well-known data linkage system that links health administrative data that are recorded with some other databases such as birth, marriage, death records, congenital abnormality register, and birth registrations in Western Australia. So we had a data set that linked five different databases to each other,
right,
and provided a rich wealth of information for us to explore further and consider many different factors to do this investigation and see what are the prevalence rates and also contributing factors to these outcomes. We had midwife notification system data, had birth records, death registration records, WA registrar birth defects or developmental anomalies. And this helped us to exclude all the terminations of pregnancy. It was really important in terms of looking at the stillbirth records.
And, yes. So what were your major results?
We looked at all births that occurred in WA from 2005 to 2013, something around 267,000 live and stillbirth in that period. Around 34% of these births were to women born overseas and 66% to women born in Australia. In WA, our research showed that intrapartum stillbirth comprised of around 20% of all stillbirths that occur in our state. In Western Australia, 80% of stillbirths were to antepartum and 20% to intrapartum stillbirth, which is a considerable proportion because intrapartum stillbirth is an indicator of quality of care during birth. So knowing this difference and this proportion is very helpful for addressing these adverse health outcome populations.
What did you manage to glean about the women born outside Australia and non-white migrant women? What were their rates in comparison with the Australian-born women?
So women born in Australia, we looked at whether they're white or not from non-white background and compared them to each other. We didn't see that much of difference in terms of stillbirth rate in women born in Australia, whether they were from white or non-white background.
Okay.
But among migrants, women from non-white backgrounds had higher rates for both antepartum and intrapartum stillbirth when compared to migrants from white background. We also further stratified migrant women by their ethnic background and observed that in terms of non-white backgrounds, we had Asian, Indian, African, Maori ethnic groups. And also we had another non-white ethnic group that did not identify themselves as any of these ethnic backgrounds.
Okay.
So they were classified as other ethnic groups. In those migrant ethnic backgrounds, antepartum stillbirth was associated with African, Indian, and other ethnic backgrounds, and intrapartum stillbirth with African and other ethnic backgrounds.
Okay.
And the disparities were considerable.
I am chatting today with Dr. Mariam Mazzouni, a former GP and a research fellow at the University of WA. You can find her research at mja.com from the 8th of October. And like all our research, it is free to access. No subscription required. If women born in Australia, regardless of their ethnic background, are having less stillbirths than migrants of non-white background, does that suggest that there's a cultural driver behind those numbers?
As we had access to many factors to consider in our analysis, we looked at these prevalence rates with more, you know, analytical view and analyzed the results by considering many risk factors. As you know, a lot of risk factors such as maternal age, history of previous stillbirth, smoking during pregnancy can be contributing to these adverse birth outcomes. But in our analysis, we control for all these factors. So we considered age, considered smoking, we considered socioeconomic status, sex of baby, pregnancy complications and other medical conditions that women had. But despite controlling for all these different confounding factors, got that result. So this suggest that other factors should be in play. From previous studies that have been done in Australia or overseas, we know that women from some ethnic backgrounds, for example, women from African backgrounds, have concerns over some obstetrics and interventions such as cesarean section or induction. And what we observed was that, for example, for Africans, we observed that the proportion of post-term pregnancies was much higher than Australian-born women or even Asian migrants. So they were 10 times Asian migrants and 4 times Australian born women. So postterm pregnancy is one of the risk factors, stillbirth.
Yeah.
And this may reflect either lack of access or lower rate of uptake of obstetric intervention.
Yeah.
Can prevent stillbirth.
How do we go about reducing the rate of stillbirths in those ethnic groups? Is this about needing a community education program? Is it about GPs being more aware of the cultural differences that may stop their African patients, for example, coming, you know, going for an inducement or whatever? How do we go about fixing this?
We think more in-depth investigation of patterns of health service utilization and also care during pregnancy and labor is important to advance knowledge of, all these different factors that are in play, especially for women of African background. We think culturally appropriate antenatal engagement and educational program about the risk of a stillbirth and also about safety of some of these obstetrics interventions then can prevent are helpful. And, you know, in terms of education, if we can engage this at-risk population early in pregnancy, we can address stillbirths that occur due to preterm birth or problems that can occur early in pregnancy and also to postterm pregnancy. One of the important findings in our research was that African women had very high rate of term stillbirth, especially intrapartum term and postterm stillbirth in that period, term and postterm. So because intrapartum stillbirth is an indicator of care during pregnancy, it is very concerning that these high rates show that good quality obstetric care is not received. So it is important to identify what is the underlying reason for the good care that is not received. Either they are not, so the population is not uptaking the available obstetric care, or they don't have access to that good quality care. So these are all factors that need to be investigated and addressed to reduce. One of our findings was that in migrant Maori population also, tested antepartum stillbirth in preterm period, not during term, but in preterm period, was also significantly higher than Australian-born women. From studies from New Zealand, we know that Maori population are a vulnerable population and have greater difficulty in terms of communication and access to maternity services than non-Maori women. But we don't know much about that population in Australia and Western Australia, their health service needs and difficulties. So that's another factor that we're considering in our follow-up studies to investigate that more in depth.
Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.
My thanks to my special guest today. Don't forget that all our podcasts are open access and available at www.mja.com.au/podcasts. Or you can subscribe to our feed at iTunes. My name's Kate Swanell, and we'll see you next time.